All right, this is Centaur Views. My name is No Sense.
And this is Victoria.
This is a podcast where two Sagittarius people come together and give their opinionated views on cultural topics.
Disclaimer, you will be offended. Don't at me.
Everybody who rode in an ambulance car. Throw your hands up if you roll in the ambulance car. Everybody who roll in the ambulance car. Everybody.
That boy is good.
All right, welcome to this week's show. This is Centaur Views. I am No Sense.
This is Victoria.
So we're going to jump right into this show. We're going to do our two cents real quick, which is our little rant. Victoria, what's yours?
I have a problem with the people that are out and about in a social distance, not social distancing. The gas is going back up. Last week, it was like 140 something. Now it's 160. I've seen 179. I need y'all to stay y'all asses home. So gas could be like 130 again. Because a bitch been rolling. Like, put $27 in my truck and hit the road. Now, it's a little bit more than that. We don't need it to go back up. So stay home, please. Thank you.
You know I'm staying home. I had two of my family members.
Got
the Rona? Yeah, so I'm on quarantine because I was around both of them.
Ain't that some shit?
Yep. So, yeah, my mom, she done sent me the test locations and everything. As long as I don't feel nothing, you ain't sticking that thing back down my throat, my nose. So.
Back down your throat?
My nose.
Pause. No, you know something? I got the cure. I'm like Dr. CB in these streets, yo.
Dr. CB got killed.
Yeah, you know Dr. Steve was a Sagittarius. We should put him in the spotlight for that Rona.
For that Rona.
For that Rona. All
right. So my two cents is, I'm just sick and tired of like people on 2K like fucking with me, like because I make myself like equal to when I play a game.
Uh-huh.
So like if I'm making a character that's based on me, the attributes are going to be like me. Mm-hmm. So, person's going to be a little thick in the waist, a little bit on the short side,
mm-hmm.
You know, a little receding hairline or whatever. But, like, on 2K, everybody running around in my park is like 6'6", 6'9". And all I get is messages saying, nigga, you short.
They're probably kids.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but you are in real life too. I'm just being real. And then I can't play no game because even though I'm 99% overall, well, he's short. Like, I'm going to get every. Like, I'm going to just sit there and not rely, like, be stupid about the fact that I'm short. It's a discrepancy. We need to be honest with ourselves when we make these people because people who are 6'5, 6'7, 6'8, 6'9, and 6'6, I don't know why I left that out. But they probably not playing Xbox. They probably not on their couch. They probably playing basketball.
Yeah, those are probably children you're playing against that want to be like LeBron.
I just think we all need to be real. We need to keep it 100 in everything.
So you want the kids to be 5 foot?
Hey, that's what you are in real life. When you grow up, you can change it.
Okay.
All right, so we're going to get into the episode. We're going to talk about a plethora of subjects and topics. First, can I share some stuff that I was going through since the last episode?
Please share away, sir.
So we did our last episode on religion. If you haven't checked that out, please go on Spotify, Apple Music, you know, go to Anchor and you can get the RSS feed if you want to use a different podcast player. But basically, it opened up the doors to discussions about Christianity. And so one of my friends was talking to me and just trying to understand things and, you know, why I didn't believe that Jesus was
who, the Savior.
Yeah. And I found it funny because each pastor, she asked two different pastors.
She went and asked pastors?
Yeah, she asked. I think she follows both of them on like her Facebook. So they make themselves very available.
Oh, okay.
First one, he gave me the answers that I expected. Obviously it was theories, nothing that was written in the Bible, but he was very,
wait, hold on. The pastor hit you up?
No, he didn't act. She just said,
Okay,
pastor was speaking, you know.
Oh, okay. She was speaking vicariously through the pastor.
Yeah. So the first pastor, he did, you know, I hope your friend figures out, you know, who Jesus is and just pray for him, which is fine. I understand that's what you want. But the second pastor
hit you with Bible verses.
This is the thing. This is, if you hit me with the Bible verses that can back up what you are telling me, I'm fine with that.
For sure.
But in the first paragraph, she screenshotted me the conversation because apparently he had this long, drawn out rant.
Of course.
But it was the fact that the reason I don't believe that is because I want to seem like I am intellectually higher than her. And that she's stupid. Which, just like the conversation ended on.
That's condescending.
Exactly. I said, based on what you believe, I shouldn't have to judge you on that.
Right.
I should accept you and not try to bring you to my side.
Or try to be fucking condescending. Like,
and so he said, for those people who are like that, you have to pray. So he gave her all these Bible verses about how to pray. That's some type of positive energy, so I'm not going to turn it away. Mm-hmm. But he gave her these Bible verses, how to pray. Okay, you were condescending at the beginning, but whatever. Then he ended it by saying, first, let me answer these lame questions. And he gave me answers that were all theories about Jesus' brother and where he came from, and then Mary not dying a virgin and what it meant, you know. He had no verses to back that up. You had all these Bible verses for praying, telling you how to pray, but nothing was answering the question.
Yeah.
That I asked. You wasn't showing me something.
The proof. Of,
yeah. And
being a Sagittarius, we need the proof.
But that's exactly why I walked away in the first place, is because nobody was giving us an answer and showing us where to find the answer.
Right.
So I just find it hilarious that the exact argument of that, it was like she realized it. Like, yeah, they're saying one thing. And I told her, I was like, that's nice. That's what you believe. And she understood and everything else. But it's just the fact that these are pastors and they're
leading people.
Exactly. And you're being condescending. Not only that, but it's like, because I don't believe what you believe, then I'm lame.
Lame.
I'm not into. I'm thinking
you're
that
you're
I'm into.
Thinking you capping. You capping on Jesus, man. What the fuck was you thinking?
I'm sorry. I'm not smart enough. But I laughed at it because it was the exact thing. Every time she told me I'ma ask, I said I know what they're gonna say.
That's the reason I didn't get any feedback. Everybody in my circle already knows the deal. What's up? Don't come with me. Don't come. Don't do it. Don't pray for me. I'm good. Thank you. Oh my God. That was condescending as fuck. Like, how you trying to think that you're intellectual?
You know, I'm trying to think for myself.
That's what it is. I probably know your Bible better than you.
Which is why you can't find the room. All right, so now we're going to talk about Ahmaud Arbery and Breonna Taylor. If you don't know this story, Ahmaud Arbery was a young black male who was out jogging, and a video has come out showing two white men that pulled up on him in a pickup truck. One of the men got out with a shotgun. There was some back and forth. He got shot twice, right?
I didn't watch the video.
I heard two gunshots. I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. I don't really like watching those type of things just because I don't want, when those things happen, I want to be shot. I don't want it to be normal. So I just don't watch that type of thing. It makes you numb. It happened in February and these men did not even get arrested, taken into custody. It happened in February.
That's fucked up, man.
So they just recently, due to pushback, got arrested and no bond. But with that, I'm already seeing Trump saying there's more to the story than what we saw in the video. And it's like if the most powerful, quotation marks, man in the world is trying to push doubt, is this going to be another George Zimmerman? That's my biggest fear. Because I feel like we're at a point right now where the pushback from Black America, we really at a breaking point right now. It can get very dark.
Yeah, it is dark. I came across a video and I clicked on it by accident. I usually do not watch those videos of the police murdering Black men, Black women. I've been traumatized ever since Eric Garner's murder. Like, I remember having a conversation with my kid's father and was like, I have to watch it because I'm raising sons. Yeah. I'm raising sons that are going to turn into Black men one day, and I have to know what I'm up against. Like, I grew up with this, not even say I grew up with it. I had this well-rounded view of the world with my mother being so pro-Black and then me being put in positions where I was sometimes mostly the only Black child in the classroom. And I just wanted to have this, I wanted to take the blinders off. So I watched the video of Eric Garner getting murdered, choked out, when he screamed, I couldn't breathe, I can't breathe. And the disgust and the hatred in the officer's eyes while he choked him out. I was traumatized. I am traumatized. I was just talking about this yesterday and I can't like put in the words how furious and how much rage I have inside me. Like, I'm calm now, but the amount of heat that's coming off me, is radiating off me right now, is tangible. And it pisses me off how senseless and how evil one has to be to not be affected by that. Like, I can't bring myself to, my brain can't compute that amount of hate. Like, I don't understand. I don't understand. I will never understand how you cannot value another person's life in such a way. And not just a life, a group of people's lives.
And I think that's, and I mean, we're going to still get to Breonna Taylor's story.
Of course, but yeah.
I think that's, and what makes these both different is one is the police and one are two civilians. That's the only difference as far as still, I'm concerned. But
I'm sure they're still white.
Yeah, I mean, I know that. That's what I'm saying. That's the only difference.
I don't even see the difference between occupation. Like, you're still a white person that's taking a Black person's life because you don't think.
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying.
That's the only difference. The hate, the fact that you know, I can hate you because we put in years into a friendship.
Right.
So if you do something wrong to where you knowingly affect me, and that, I can hate you for that.
Right. Personally.
But just somebody, there's nobody that I can sit there and say, I want that person dead. I don't know them. I don't know their name. You don't know what anybody, you know, even if, you know, Ahmad was running and he stuck up a middle finger or something, like, you don't know what that person was going through that day. So why are you chasing them? You know, you had in your mind, you knew what you wanted to do because you were in a truck, two guys with two shotguns. Your intent was always there.
It ain't like you riding around the country, like,
and you following somebody.
You're looking for fucking, the intent was there. You're looking to hurt somebody.
Yeah, you were not trying to protect yours. You were looking to hurt somebody. And that's the thing is, and like even the same white friend who I had the discussion with, like she pretty much is like, so based off of their outlook, because I think that they were suspicious about what they did, I can go to Georgia and just kill them. And that's basically what it is
you mind think your fucking business. Like, at the end of the day, mind your motherfucking business. If a woman is being assaulted and you see it or hear it, that's one thing. If a child is being assaulted, that's...
But look at those test videos when they show women, they do tests where they have a setup and then you see the amount of men that will not do anything when they show a woman being assaulted.
Just don't nail the two
child. But you can go after somebody just for jogging.
That's what I'm saying. Just mind your... If I can see if the circumstance was something that was... somebody's well-being was being harmed or something like that, but that's not the case. Like, this is, I didn't even say it's senseless. It is senseless because it doesn't fucking make sense. Like, it's dangerous to even have conversations like this about what you might do. You know what I'm saying?
Because, I mean, look at everything that these people have lost their lives doing. Jogging. Walking to the store.
In their own fucking sleeping, home.
Selling loose cigarettes. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're dying over nothing.
Being murdered. They're not dying. Yeah, they're being murdered. You're being
killed, yes.
They are being sought out and murdered.
For nothing. For just living.
I've been stopped. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to make it right. I don't know... I'm completely done of trying to educate white people. I will not. That's not my job. That is not my motherfucking job anymore. To educate white people. I don't care, friend or foe. To educate you, to make you understand why this shit ain't right. Like, I don't do that anymore. That's one thing I have decided. But other than that, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to tell my sons without scaring the living shit. Like, we tried watching that, the documentary about the boys that got arrested and put in the jail on Netflix with Ava DuVernay. Like, my son, we couldn't even get through the first episode because my son just broke out in tears. Like, that's what I'm having to do. If these are real conversations I'm having with a 12 and an 8-year-old. I don't want to have to educate them. I was just telling my cousin, like, I riding down the street, the interstate, and I saw a super, I'm thinking about my son is going to be 16 in 4 years. He's going to want a car. I know he's going to want a fast car, but I'm not buying him a fast car. I'm like, I saw a Subaru. I was like, nigga, I'm buying your fucking ass a Subaru. Because it's like, I don't want you to get stopped by the police. I don't want you to be having a flashy ass car. Like, my son wants a Aventador Lamborghini.
Even if a police doesn't shoot you, you still are going to get the worst that can happen. They still going to write you up a ticket for nothing. They're not going to give you warnings.
Right.
They're going to try to do something bad. I mean, I've been in 3 situations with officers, and all of them was BS.
And you're not. You're not a thug. Yeah, you're not even a pretender.
I went to traffic court, and the guy told me, you pay it in full, we'll drop the other ticket. Then said I no-showed traffic court when I was in there. So, it's, you know...
Like, the people don't make this shit up.
Yeah,
like.
it's systematic. But what I do, like you said, explaining to white people is not really an explanation because you have to... Kind of like what my friend said. She cannot know how it feels to be sitting in front of a court being me. Mm. The punishment that she get will never amount, being a white woman, to what I get being a black male. But at the same time, when something happens to a young man, she looks at it because she has two sons. That's how you have to look at it. It's a human being. Mm-hmm. Just because it's not going on in your quote-unquote world,
universe,
it's still going on in the world. So, you know, I don't think that, yeah, you can't teach anybody something. They're taught that while they're kids. You can't teach a grown-up. There's going to be people that understand it. But just like I've seen black people who sit there and say that the men were well in their right and...
What?
Yeah.
See, this is why I appreciate real racists. Like, if you're a real ass racist and you don't like black people, you don't like whomever, and you can say that and stand by that shit, I respect that. Because I know where the fuck I stand. I don't like some black people too. If I had seen that motherfucking comment, oh my God. I would have thrown my phone at a wall somewhere from keeping me from commenting. Like, how stupid can you be? I don't like them. That's why I respect that. But I don't like the covert ones. The ones that pretend like, oh, I have a black friend. Or, oh, I like black people. I all that extra shit, I don't got time for it. I'd rather know where the fuck I stand with you so I know how to maneuver. I appreciate that. But these people that don't think that they are a racist and don't benefit from the system that we live in, I don't have time for anymore.
And that's my thing. That's how, because you look at it. If I was to get in a fight with one of my white friends, mm-hmm. I know for a fact, based on other arguments that we already had, they're not going to say the N-word, no matter how mad they get. Because they know what it means. The mm-hmm. emphasis. Even though it's in the moment you want to say something, they know when they pull that, it's not going back.
But you got
those people who they waiting on a minute to say. Oh, they waiting on black people to give them the pass to say they can say it.
Oh my God. Like, why? Like Amanda Seale says, there's people that are white people and then there's people that happen to be white. I can fuck with the people that happen to be white. I do. I'm still not educating them, but I appreciate those people. But I also appreciate the racists also, because like I said, I know where they stand. Just stay on your side. That's all they can. You stay over here and I stay over there. Cool. I don't want to be right y'all anyway. Cool. I'm good with that. But these motherfuckers, like, y'all the ones that are really racist, y'all need to pick up and go back to Europe. Because I'm telling this ain't y'all land. This ain't y'all place. This ain't... Like, y'all always tell us, this ain't it. I don't know.
I dated a girl once. And it was funny because she's like, you know who you are. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, black people have a culture. They have a history. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I don't really know past my great-grandparents who moved over here about who I am.
Was it she Caucasian?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. She was of Caucasian descent. Mm-hmm. All right, so tell us about Breonna Taylor, because I kind of know the story, but not as much as I know about Ahmaud.
Well, Breonna Taylor, she was 26 years old, and she was an EMT. She was killed by police on March 13th. That's crazy. That's my grandma's birthday in Louisville, Kentucky. Two police officers and one sergeant entered the wrong home without knocking or announcing themselves with a search warrant. The search warrant was for someone else, and that person was already in custody that morning.
So they would have actually even just did their homework.
Yes.
Which, that's not the only violation, but keep going.
Yeah, they claimed they had a search warrant for a suspect for drugs. And the person, her boyfriend actually fired back at the police.
Yeah, and he just got released.
And he got charged with attempted murder for being a lawfully gun owner. Yeah.
Shooting at people that were intruders in his house.
Yeah. She died. Over nothing.
over a drug charge for somebody else. A drug charge.
That's incompetent. That is so...
That's incompetence. That's carelessness.
Incompetent. You do not need... I do more research at my job than what the fuck? Like, what the fuck? Oh, that shit. Oh, my God. I'm laughing to keep from crying because I cannot even think. They did everything right. What the fuck? She was actually EMT for two different hospitals. You're a frontline person, essential worker. You're doing, and you're 20. That's a baby. 26? How the fuck can something so haphazardly just happen like that?
Yeah, this was like, yeah, this ain't an accident on the job. This is a fucking screw. This, if this happened at a job, you would close the whole company. But what, they on vacation now?
They were put on reassignments initially.
So like parking meters, basically.
What the fuck is that?
You still getting paid no punishment for...
You should have been automatically fired. That's negligence. If a doctor does a fired, surgery...
You should have been...
You should have been arrested.
In your uniform.
You should have been arrested immediately. Because if a doctor does a surgery and fucks something up, that's an automatic malpractice suit. Why in this country don't we have laws to protect regular old folk like us from the police? But see, and that's the fucked up
part is her family is going to get money, you know, because of that mistake. That money's not going to come from them, though. It's going to come from this government.
It's going to come from the taxpayers.
Yeah, and that's not going to bring her back.
They need to, like, we really need to focus on, like, I don't give a fuck about the racists, like. You don't, I've made that clear. I don't give a fuck about the races. But what I do care about is the system that backs the races up. We need to make laws to hold the police accountable, just like any old regular folk. They should pay out of their own pockets if they fuck up like that.
Yeah, I mean, you're not.
They should be charged.
You get administrative leave. You go to trial. You have the government. You have the system. Everybody is backing you. And there's nobody, the person that it happened to can't take the stand because they're dead. So it's like, you know, it, like they say, it's, you know, it's a what do they call it? When, because you're in blue, so you're a brother. And no.
Man, I'm angry. Like, I'm so angry. I'm so angry.
If you out of orders, somebody need to put you in your place. Your place for that needs to be prison.
You need to be dead. A life for life. Period.
I don't even want to hear that said right now. We watched John Henry last night.
What the fuck is John Henry? Transitioning.
Just watch the Disney movie. Please don't watch this.
Okay.
It's Ludacris. They need to shoot the next Fast and Furious because Ludacris got too much time on his hands. If he produced and co-starred in this with Terry Crews.
Never mind. You said Terry Crews. I'm done.
Terry Crews is the leading man.
I'm good, love. Y'all enjoyed that on your own. I'm good. I heard. I know what John Henry is, like the folklore. No, I'm good.
He has a hammer for like 15 minutes in the end. That's it.
No, sir.
He acts like he's on the spectrum, but I think that's just bad acting as well as bad writing.
When has Terry Crews, for him to be an actor, when has he ever been a good actor?
He's but always Ludacris is not that strong of a talent,
yeah,
acting wise either. So to base a movie off it, the flashbacks, Ludacris was dark skinned.
My nigga, what?
We watched it because I kept saying how bad it was. Tashana didn't see any of the reviews online.
Mm-hmm.
So I showed her the trailer and where she said, it looks like, I saw Netflix.
Oh, God.
She said, it looks like it'd be good. I said, you did it. You did this. So we watched it. Now she's upset.
Yeah. I'll take your word for it. I believe you.
Please don't make the mistake.
I'm not. I believe you. I believe you. Yeah. I can't say anything else besides I believe you.
But yeah, but just rest in peace to those young brother and sister, and we can only hope that this can go different than what history is.
The pendulum is swinging. I said this last year. The pendulum is swinging, and the universe is course correcting a lot of shit. That's why we're in this predicament now that we're in quarantine with COVID. They're scrambling, in my opinion. The evils of the world are scrambling because everything is being corrected. And I think it's going to get worse before it gets better. So, if I can offer anything, love on the people that you love. Love on the people that you love. Let go of shit that ain't got nothing to do with nothing. And kiss your children tonight. Because who knows with these motherfuckers? Who knows? Yeah, I can't talk about this no more.
Like, all right, so let's just move. Trump is a hater.
Always. Trump is a hater.
So Trump has come out and says that he is going to not honor a 40-year tradition.
Why are we surprised by this man? I saw something on this. What's going on?
He does not want to unveil the presidential portrait of Barack Hussein Obama.
President Obama.
Our president.
Our president, Barack Obama.
The last president we've had. This is a celebrity in chief. But, yeah, he basically pouting because he don't want to honor it because he hating on Obama.
Yeah. Okay. Trump is always going to be a hater. He has low self-esteem. Nothing he does surprises me anymore. So it's funny that people still get a kick out of it. It's like the Kardashians.
It's like
stop giving these motherfuckers energy. Like, just.
But no, what I've seen now is people are, like, saying that they're going to, like, post pictures of Barack on Memorial Day in protest. Shut up. It is not my idea. This is not nothing I came up with.
Okay.
But I'm just like, what is that really going to do? Why do we think that that's how you protest?
I don't know. I don't know.
Everybody had a hoodie on when Trayvon Martin.
I don't know.
In their photo. You know, it was just like, that's not doing anything.
If we want to protest, learn how to grow our own food.
Matter of fact, let's talk about the movie again. The movie is a top 10 on Netflix, because people are hashtagging it, talking bad about it. If you're giving it the attention.
Exactly. We did not learn this yet. The more it press is press. Good, bad, or indifferent.
Because that's how we got to watch the movie. Because when it first came on, she said, ooh, it's top 10. I said, that's bullshit. And then I read it. It said trending worldwide. Because everybody was talking about it. Just like With Jill Scott versus Erykah Badu, it was trending because everybody was talking about how good it is. Nelly versus Luda, it was trending because they were talking about how Nelly's Wi-Fi.
I understand.
If you bring attention to it,
you will make it trend.
Like, so now every year I'm gonna have a picture in my moment, in my memories of Barack, a random picture.
Man, stop giving these people. We need to stop. Like, y'all don't understand. This is how the law of attraction works. Whatever you give attention, no matter how, that's the law of the land. Law of the land. So whatever attention you give is what's going to come.
Yo, I bet you if he says something that's just totally outlandish and he gets no
everything
feedback.
He's,
from, no.
Oh, okay.
But he gets no feedback. Like, he knows that it's going to be. And he gets no feedback, it would crush his soul.
Yeah. Yeah. It would crush his soul. He's an attention-seeking whore.
Irresponsible whore at that.
Irresponsible. Very much. Very, very much.
But yeah, we just, it's a hater in the White House, y'all.
Oh, yeah. He's trying to be the king. You think the election's gonna happen in November?
Oh, it's gonna happen.
You think he's leaving?
No, because his people is gonna make a way to vote. They're gonna try to stop us from voting. But yeah.
Can an independent please pop up? Andrew Yang, please pop up, because these motherfuckers ain't gonna know what they're doing. I can't vote for Biden, and I damn sure can't vote for Trump. I don't know.
Biden ain't gonna reveal his woman candidate until October. She's gonna have a mask on Halloween and unveil.
These elders, I love my elders. I love my elders. However, can y'all please go have several seats? Because the niggas, like, both of them by pushing 90. Like,
yeah, why we got to have somebody old in the house anyway?
Barack was what, 36? No, Barack was not there. 36. No, you could be the president at 36.
Black don't crack. That's he look it. Yeah. But, yeah, we just, 60, 70, that's just too old.
60, both of them in their 80s. What are you talking about?
No, I'm saying that's where you need to start being like, you just going to be a senator. Like, you, that's it. You can't move up more than that.
Trump need to sit down. Stop being surprised at what Trump say, please, people. Stop. Y'all giving him he's just like him. Kim is married to a Gemini also. Stop it. Stop giving these people Kanye, Kim, and Trump. Stop giving these motherfuckers attention.
Alright. So, speaking of people who just been getting bad attention lately. Mm-hmm. Boosie.
Boosie. Lil Boosie.
I can't agree with it at all.
I think black children need to stop having discussion about black children.
Start having a discussion about kids.
Period. Like, we need to stop having discussions.
Especially about sexuality of the kids.
Yes, we need to stop having open sexuality. do you with that? But, we need to stop having open discussions about black children. From Blue Ivy's hair, D-Wade's son's sexuality, to Boosie's kids. We need to stop having discussions about black children. Period. Black children do not have the opportunity to be kids. They don't. They don't have... But, like, my son now is, we're the same height. I'm only 5'2". Like, we're the same height, and he's 12. I'm going to allow him to be a child as long as he can. Even though he looks and sounds like and has a foot of a grown-ass man. Like, my biggest wish for black men is that they find self-worth and self-value. And they teach it to themselves and then their brothers and then their children. Because if you value yourself and your body and everything about you, there's just certain things that you wouldn't do in public or private. And sex should be experienced in love and in safety. It should not be... We just saw this with T.I. and his daughter. Mm. How embarrassed she was. And she's older. What if his son didn't want him to share that type of... that information out there like that, and he has to.
And that's my thing when you, because you said Blue Ivy and you said D-Wade's daughter. Boosie and D-Wade put that out there.
Yeah.
So they're part of the blame because you're part of that. With Blue Ivy, that was nobody's business. You going off a picture. Beyonce didn't say anything about Blue Ivy. When you make it a point to where somebody. has to come out and address
something. I understand that.
And so what I'm saying is we can't hold Bay and Jay accountable on that part. Because they're raising their daughter how they wanted to raise. But with Boost, just like you said, the man, you're putting this out there for. And I understand D-Wade, his purpose was he wanted to show how you can be accepted. But just let your actions. Don't go on a show and talk about it.
Yeah.
You know.
But I get that we're living in a space where we feel obligated to share everything. I get that we're in that space, and we have to be self-responsible for what we put out there. Probably the reason why I feel like I don't pull out all my business out on social media.
No, don't worry.
You're not. I don't feel like we have to. I don't think that we should. I put out crazy shit all the time. You really don't know what's going on. And when I look and see people on social media, I take that same mindset that I'm not seeing everything that's going on. But a lot of people don't. So I understand to a certain point why they felt the need to put their information out there like that. Because Boosie's always on social media, like saying something random. And I know D-Wade and Gabrielle both put their life out there. And as a person, I know there's some certain people that feel like, well, you put all this out, then we need to know this too. That's not your business. That's not your business. Why do you feel obligated? Like you have to, you got rights over this person's life and what information that they share. Like, why don't you, I don't understand that concept, but there is personal responsibility also, but I still think, is that the pressure of the society that we live in? Like, if we weren't living in this type of this society, would these people still be putting all this information out? If D-Wade was a regular-ass person, would he be putting all this information out? I don't know.
I think Boosie would.
I don't know.
Because he just seems that he has all the stereotype attributes of a man who needs counseling.
Definitely. He definitely needs counseling, and he definitely needs,
For you to go on social media and say that you're basically admitting to a crime on social media. Yeah, something ain't right with you.
Yeah.
Something is off.
I think, like I said, I just wish that, like, if we dive deeper into thinking about why we feel that these certain things are okay, maybe that would be the first step to healing that. Because that's not something that, that type of perversion is not something that we our people are known for. Like the history, like I'm not even gonna go down that road. I just think that you are a human, you are a god, you are a even if you don't believe that you're a god, you are a reflection of God, and you're supposed to have a certain type of esteem for yourself. And you want, as a man, that's why I'm aggravated and mind blown at the same time about how many men I saw, like, agreeing with this and thinking that it's okay and not seeing this as, like, valuing their bodies in the same way that they expect women to.
Yeah.
Because if you... I'm just thinking about the domino effect of all of this. When you grow, have a boy raised up thinking this is okay, he becomes a man that then doesn't value himself, so he sleeps around with different women. If he doesn't value himself, he doesn't damn sure value the women that he's sleeping with.
Yeah, you're raising a fuck boy. But then you also are raising him. He's looking at, that's going to be the success.
Right.
So, your success is either going to be, I have to do this. So, now if you don't do something and the girl don't like it, it's going to fuck you up. Or you decide, oh, well, I'm going to just do everything. You're going to put yourself in dangerous situations.
Dangerous situations. When we say danger, we meaning, like, you can be fucking, like, I'm mind blown that, like, how many dudes be out here fucking without a condom?
Yes, exactly.
Multiple fucking people. That's dangerous. for yourself, not only for the women, but for
COVID,
your
HIV being out here.
Like, exactly, for yourself and for the people that are around you. Like, there's no self. Black men have so much pride, but have so little self-worth and self-value. And I just wish that, and so many other things stem from the lack of self-worth. So many other things, like the relationships that they have and the women that they choose, the problems that they have, the financial problems that, like, these.
Because if you had that worth, you would know that you deserve better.
Right.
You wouldn't allow this to happen.
Right. And I beg black men to work on their self-worth. Like, really work on that. Because we, as women, like, we've been asking, like, I go back, I'm listening, now that my grandfather's gone, I'm listening to old stories about how my grandfather, I'm listening to old stories, I'm not even gonna put my grandma, I'm not gonna put Mo out there like that, but I'm listening to old stories of my grandfather, and my grandfather struggled so much with self-worth. Like, he tried to commit, like, he literally jumped off a bridge when I was, like, a little girl, trying to commit suicide. He struggled with alcoholism. He didn't love himself. He didn't value his life. And just knowing the effects of that, how that turned on my grandmother, his children, his grandchildren, like, it's a ripple effect through all of us, because all of us got some issues. And we look up to him being the foundation. Our men are our foundation. I just ask, please, like, not self-pride, because y'all got plenty of that. Not self-pride, but, like, self-worth, valuing themselves. Like, you tell your daughters to value themselves and value their bodies and stuff. That type of mentality should be spoken to our boys.
Yeah, and it's funny because when we talk about this, earlier I was having a conversation about when I was celibate.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me why. I said, because I felt that I was worth more than just a nut.
Mm.
Like, I was, to somebody who may be a virgin or whatever, who did experience, I might have been living the life that they wanted, but I wasn't building anything by giving somebody sex. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't, it was just people that were, that's all they were for. And so it's like, I just got tired because there was no light at the end of the tunnel when you're dealing with that. You know, when you, it's like, okay, I'm getting older. Like, I want children and I'm not going to sleep with this girl unprotected because I don't think of her as a mother.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I had to look at who, you know, whose fault that was. That was on me.
Right.
Because I was going out with these girls. I was checking for them.
Right.
I could tell them no. I can get off whatever website. I can do whatever. But it was still me going through the system, through the motions.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it wasn't, I'm nervous or I want to save myself. It was, I had to realize that I had to be who I wanted in a relationship.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So instead of and that's the thing, I didn't make a female feel bad for being a woman feel bad for being just that. And you know I'm honest. So if it is just that, I would let them know.
Right.
But I just had to get out of that because that was the mindset. Being a man is, it's all about who you can conquer.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, you're still a slave if that's what you think.
Right.
So when you're in control and it's like, my heart was following who I liked as a person, as a woman, not where my penis was pointing, you know what I'm saying? And so you get substance. And I think even a lot, like, we don't understand, like, our parents.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they grew up the same way.
Right.
And the men were out in the streets. And then when they got older, that's when they realized, oh, well, this is my rock right here.
Right.
But a lot of people don't have it to where, you know, nowadays especially, females don't have that patience. Women don't have that patience. Mm-hmm. But, you know, they were old enough to where they were able to grow and he learned to, you know, love her for who she is.
Right.
But, yeah, we don't have that, you know, we're the millennials with the instant gratification.
Right.
So if I'm not paying attention to the woman right now, she's not going to wait around until that time. And it's all going to be on me.
Right. You know, I mean, and women, we struggle. I for sure struggle with self-worth issues. Like, I struggle.
But we it's us that put y'all through it.
Right.
And I've learned this just in the past few years. When man and women get married, they say you're forming a circle that's unbroken.
Correct.
And they always say, well, she's a broken woman.
And
you can't break a man. He never was complete to begin with. A woman made him complete. The reason you can break a woman is because she was born the ruler of the world. She can make life. She can create life. So that's why women are broken, because they were born whole. A man is not whole until he finds that other half.
That's an interesting perspective. That's an interesting perspective. I'm going to let that marinate.
I'm just saying, think about it. You've never heard of a... Y'all, you know...
Because y'all don't want motherfuckers that came up with a damn term. Like, y'all not gonna call yourselves broken? Even though y'all are, like...
But that's the thing.
Men definitely are.
We're not born whole in the beginning, so you can't break something that's already broke.
You can't break something that's already... I'm gonna have to ponder on that. I'm gonna let that marinate. I got a rebuttal on that. Like, I don't know if I agree or disagree right now. I'm gonna let them marinate. I have this conversation with especially my male cousins all the time. Like, we learn our relationships from our parents and their parents, and you think about the state of relationships back in the day. I only can speak for my family on both sides. It wasn't complete. My mom's dad died at 11, and he was an adulterer, as my other grandfather was too. So, you learn your relationship, how to relate to the opposite sex, from your parents. Simple as that. And I think that we do our children a disservice by not allowing them to be children. The world themselves are going to make those children, the little children, grow up so fast. I just was looking at girls.
Going wild?
No. What's the thing called? The graduation photos. And I see how they got the eyebrows and the eyelashes and all the makeup done. And I remember me being in high school and I thought I looked grown, but not grown like these little girls. And I don't know. I just wish that we do them a disservice. Let them be kids. Let them play in the dirt. Let them fuck up. Let them have mistakes, because I promise you, the world don't love them. They don't love them at all.
All right, so the last thing I want to talk about is, you know, I'm a wrestling fan. I've probably said it on different podcasts, but with last week, Becky Lynch, which we were talking about women in wrestling, and she's like the fourth highest paid wrestler. She was the first female to be on the video game cover. She was first female in history to like main event WrestleMania. And so on Monday, she announced that she was pregnant. And she was holding the championship. So she never got beat for the championship, that she was already breaking records in how long she held it. Mm-hmm. And just signed a new contract last year.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw a lot of us celebrating. You know, congratulations. Mm-hmm. You know, when any woman gets pregnant. But I did hear some feedback of how this is going to be, it was the wrong time for her. Business-wise, she's losing out on millions of dollars a year in her household. She's engaged to another wrestler.
Okay.
Of course, he's a man, so he doesn't have to take leave until, you know, if he wants to be there when the baby's born and stuff. which I'm sure they will work around schedules for that. That's not a long time. But, of course, she will be out for at least a year. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking just recovery after the pregnancy and mm-hmm. not wanting to leave your child and be on the road 200-some-odd days a year. But I wanted to get your opinion, being that you're a female one.
I'm a woman, damn it.
You're a woman.
Dogs are females.
And we've had...
Be a bitch, though.
We've had... previous discussions about women in the workplace, but do you think that
I think that's
she
hard.
Should be punished or like? I mean, because technically they can't fire her.
Right, I'm pro woman all day, every day, pro black woman at that. But it's hard because she's a wrestler. Like, I don't know like the health risks she will take. But
and that's the thing. That's why she's sitting at home.
Yeah, so I don't know. I feel that women, it's 2020, women should have maternity leave. I think the first year, I remember having my first time, my mom was like, the first year of your child's life is the most important. Like, you need to be there. And I think if you have the means, be there for the first, at least the first year of your child's life. But you're wrestling. This is not tennis. Like, what they did to Serena was fucked up.
I mean, even with sports, with a regular sport, wrestling is not going to be considered a legit sport. But at the same time, it's still very athletic, very physical, and they have no off season.
Right.
So there wouldn't have been a time where she could say, I want to do this now.
Right.
It's either now or...
Or never, you know, yeah. Or whenever. Yeah, I agree. I think that they need to pay her.
I mean, she's got a downside guarantee. But in wrestling, they're independent contractors. Yeah. So if I'm not doing shows, mm-hmm. I don't get that pay.
And then
merchandise, which it's hard to be relevant when you don't have TV. I know that, you know, people on social media.
Right.
But when it's with the core programming, it's going to be out of sight, out of mind.
Right.
Even with John Cena, when he's gone, they don't sell his merchandise. You know, if you go to like a big show, you'll see his stuff. But at like your local house shows, he's not there.
Right.
Nobody's coming to see him. So why bring his merchandise?
True.
And
I mean, that's tough.
And then they also said, even if the baby's born, do they get, instead of traveling like everybody else, do they get like an RV? And travel as a family. Because, I mean, this is his first child, too.
Right.
So, I'm sure he's not going to want to not be there. But at the same time, he's just at the top of the card as she was in the male division. Mm-hmm. He was always in that main event level just as well. It's not like these are two people who were not stars in their mm-hmm. field. They were, like, the top. So... You know, they were saying that they can do that, but for the first year living on the road with the child, that's still going to be rough.
That's something, that's a personal decision that I feel like they need to make for themselves. As far as like the league themselves, I think that they need to pay her. Whatever, if she has a guaranteed contract, they need to honor her contract. And whatever, like.
But do you think this would affect this? Not just her, but like them putting another woman in that position.
I would hope
to be the face.
I would hope that somebody else steps up, or they allow somebody else step up.
Like, but I'm saying, but even though the person may be ready to step up, they may want to have a family in the middle, you know. Or a lot of them date each other, so mm-hmm. you know, anything can happen.
Right.
So it's, you know, with a guy, it's an injury is an injury.
Yeah.
But when you have someone who, oh, nope, just slipped up, now 9 months, I'm going to be gone. Like, mm-hmm. business-wise, can we blame them if they don't want to take another chance on putting somebody?
No, I don't blame. That's whatever the contract states. I think that they need, both parties should honor the contract. Like, if the contract says that you got to do this and that, then if you can't perform, then you're in breach of your contract.
But... My biggest thing is, like I said, how will it affect the next female?
Next woman having a baby.
Yeah. We can't say that because they got some transgender wrestlers.
Well, those are the females. The women are women because they have wombs for a reason.
Well, yeah, she
don't can't at me she about
can't,
that shit.
She can't. Yeah, she can't take leave, but
she got a womb. Woman. Womb man.
So basically, you're saying that honor the contract.
Honor whatever the
contract. But we can't blame them for any future repercussions.
I think that what if she's gonna be my.
Because there's no way she can come back at the same doing the same type of schedule she is.
Beyonce did Beachella the year after the babies were born.
Yeah, a year after they were born. But Beyonce didn't tour.
She has toured.
Not nonstop.
That's why their whole family go on tour. You... If you're going to put yourself in a situation, you got to think about the totality of the situation.
And the thing was, they said that because, of course, it's a very physical life, mm-hmm. she's not going to be able to get that money back when she comes back. She's because the spots are taken. The money that she's losing, the additional money.
But what's she gaining? I mean, her husband is a wrestler, too, so she ain't hurt for shit. I ain't sorry for the bitch.
But if we both making $6 million, and now you making two instead of six, that's a lot that's not coming into the house.
Well, y'all should have planned accordingly. Like, just like regular folk, too. Like, my nigga. Like, that. I'm sure they have financial planners that are going to say, how are we going to live like that? You can't. Personal responsibility. I'm big on that. You cannot put yourself in a situation like that and not have to deal with the consequences. If you're going to have a baby and live this type of lifestyle, like, I could see if she was, like, she had other endorsements or other avenues, like, that's why, even for myself...
Marvel just offered her something, but, I mean...
You gotta have multiple streams of income. You can't just have, like, regular folk. This pandemic should have shown everybody one stream of income is not enough. You can't have all of that. Because she's gonna have to... She's gonna have to deal with that. The totality of all the consequences that come behind it. The money loss. The possibility that your whole family's now gonna have to travel, like, this is what y'all gonna do. Like, that's just a part of the decision that you made to have a child. Now, if this was another sport, like basketball, tennis, or something like that, wasn't as physical, then I'm like, she...
And that's the thing, it's just because it's unprecedented. Women have never been that...
Especially in
wrestling.
You think about fighting and boxing and stuff, like, you gotta...
I'm saying, it's just very... Now, wrestling, like, it was like, we want to be on the brink of what's going on.
Yeah.
So, we want to push women. So, it's never been that big of a part of the show.
It's always got to be a first, though. The first one.
And that's the thing. And this is the first time. It's unprecedented. So, my biggest thing is, I think I'm happy for her.
Yeah.
I would never, you know, you bringing a life into this world, that's a blessing. But I think that the company has to show me how they're going to react.
1,000%.
After they let people go from the pandemic, even though they were still making money, it's a lot of dark clouds over them.
Well, I think that's what, like, if you're going to be the type of, in that position, you need to be able to innovate some type of reform or something. You need to have even though you might not want to be in the forefront, they're saying that, oh, this is, you're going to be visionary, the revolutionary to go into this road that nobody else walked down, then you have to be prepared for that because that's the position God put you in. Walk the line.
All right, so time for our spotlight. Y'all know that we got to do a Sag, since that is who the show is by.
So, our peoples.
So, Victoria, who is the spotlight?
So, I'm so excited about this week's spotlight. This week's spotlight is my girl, Onika Tanya Mirage.
Mickey?
Miss Petty. Mrs. Petty, if you're nasty. So Mrs. Petty was born on December 8th, 1982 in St. James, Port Spain of Trinidad and Tobago. She is a rapper, singer, songwriter, and actually an actress. I don't know why they Wikipedia is shading her like that. She was raised in Queens, New York, and she gained the public recognition after releasing the mixtapes Playtime Is Over, Sucker Free, and Beam Me Up, Scotty. She is a member of Young Money, Cash Money. And the reason why I chose her to be a spotlight this week is because Nicki made history this week. Her and another, well, I really didn't know Doja Cat was black until I saw her talking to Whoopi Goldberg about her father, but she's not, she's confirmed that she's black.
I just like the thighs.
Yeah, I mean, she's one of those androgynous, you know, they was like, everybody's gonna look a certain way by 20-something.
Yeah, and she do. But
very
when
much so.
Go and look at her while out.
I saw the, what's that, the Juicy video?
Oh, I gotta see that.
Yeah, you need to. But
I've been watching the Kelly Rowland video, so my bad.
Really?
Coffee.
Okay. But Doja, well, it's about Nicki. So Nicki, I love you, Doja, but it's about Nicki, Sagittarius for life. So they just became, they had the number one spot on the Billboard chart.
Say So.
For the Say So remix. This is the first time Nicki Minaj was at the, let me not lie. Yeah, this is the first time she was on the number one charts, which is stupid. I don't even know why we use Billboard as a gauge, but whatever. But
Tekashi said that they're paying people to put it in.
Tekashi needs to. You know how so many black people are giving this nigga like light? We're not doing that today. We're not. Fuck that nigga. He's so fucking whack. He's a culture vulture. Like, he's Mexican. Sit on your ass, bruh. Yeah. So Nicki Minaj is the hardest MC in my time. Hardest woman in
okay, all right.
In my time. Don't do her. And my favorite verse is the monster verse of hers. Like, she killed it.
That's the one
it.
With Kanye.
She was on there with heavyweights. Jay-Z, Kanye, Rick Ross. And she murdered that fucking verse.
Roman's Revenge, her and him, when they went out.
Oh, yes. No, but monster verse is the hardest.
No, but I'm just saying, when she's up, when she's... She's like 50. When she has somebody that like is
she's
up
a Sagittarius.
There, she will go.
We like
she,
the, yeah. the competition. We love the competition. So I think
she's Big Sean. Like yeah, when she's with
when
people,
she
yeah.
But you think of that collaboration itself: Jay-Z, Kanye, Rick Ross, and Nicki motherfucking Minaj.
I mean, you could leave Rick Ross out of that.
But. I mean, he did a hunt. Like that's all we need. Yeah, we can definitely Rick Ross slack ass out of there, but. He's trash.
Yeah. I mean, for all, the only Nicki, it's the same thing with Kendrick with me.
Mm-hmm.
I respect the skills and the way she can tell stories. It's just the when they change the voice and stuff, it just kind of throws me off.
Really?
Yeah, that's the only thing I got. But
I'm here for her music all day.
Nicki is like Beyonce. She only get a bad vibe because of her fans.
Yeah.
They jump on everything.
No, Nicki's pretty.
I mean, she has her moments, but a lot of it because
her fans.
It started by them.
Yeah,
know,
yeah, true. Nicki's the best. She's a Sagittarius. She's a December Sag at that, so.
That ass, though. Whole city going crazy. Top five, no debating. Top five. All right, so top five. Since we end up doing like a whole discussion on the last podcast about the verses. With Erykah Badu and Jill Scott.
Yeah.
We decided we wanted to do a top five verses of what we would like to see.
Mm-hmm.
They probably won't happen. Some could, but...
Maybe.
But for our honorable mention, we had Ne-Yo and The Dream.
Yes. Please. I actually would like... I would like that. The man, that's so sick and that daggone... She rocking that thing.
But
like,
that's the thing. Like they can do a versus battle without their song. Like their songs. They can do based off songs that they even wrote.
Babyface did that. He was playing songs that he wrote for other people.
But
right?
That's what I'm saying. Like they've written so many hits.
They're artists too.
Yeah. So that's why I think it'd be so crazy is because you wouldn't have to listen to just them.
Right.
Like, their work is so much stuff out there.
When Neo dropped that to the left, like...
Yeah, whoever, whatever Dream plays against that is going to lose.
Well, Dream plays... Dream writes for Beyonce, too, so it'll just be, oh, that really needs to happen. We want to start... Because you know, you saw what happened when the... I said... I don't know if you saw posted about they chop and screw Savage Remix.
And remember, I did the same thing with Chris and Usher, and now they about...
We about to put... Yo, we about to have Neo and Dream...
matter of fact, this top five is a manifestation.
Can we manifest Swiss, my Timberland, house?
Y'all
too?
Listening?
Because I've been trying.
All right. And then number five, we came up with Casey and Cisco.
Oh, Cisco is so fucking flamboyant. Yo. Did you see that meme about talking about Cisco is having a new Drew Hill, but it's just.
It's Player.
That's for real.
Static Major, he died. So the other two are Drew Hill now.
So that's for real,
though. That's Drew Hill, yeah.
I thought somebody did that. Like, I didn't think that that was for real. I can't. I hate the internet. Why did you gas that nigga up like that? Oh, my God.
Yeah. So you took away the most talented person from their group and gave and just pulled them to make up you because you was the most talented person in your group.
Yo, you want to see?
Y'all... He got two Otises.
Y'all need to go see... remember the time, not remember the time, These Are the Times video. I watched it this weekend. I was intoxicated and it was like, I was like, what the fuck? First of all, they were trying to date rape this girl and she just fell in love with the broke nigga. Like, you have to watch it. Like,
but you know what's funny though?
And they're very flamboyant in that video.
Because we saying that Casey and Cisco, because they can use Jodeci. As mm-hmm. well as Drew Hill. Cisco didn't want to do Sleeping in My Bed because he thought it sounded too much like Jodeci.
Oh, I didn't know
he that. Hated doing that song.
That was my song, though.
Sleeping because it took us back to Jodeci.
Right, yeah, they need to do that. I don't want to see that, actually, but it's okay.
I mean, just the two personalities and the catalog that they have.
I probably wouldn't watch it, but it's okay.
I would watch it just because Casey is not going to be sober the entire time.
It will be funny. Never mind. It will be very intense.
All right, so number four. Ooh, this is Georgia. I didn't even think about that. What? Future versus Gucci.
Yes. I don't like Future, so Gucci Man is going to reign. But Future do got the hits. He got the beats. Man, fuck that. His producer.
Yeah, but Gucci just...
Gucci, yes.
He got bangers. He got...
Taking that back. Ice cream, burr. Burr, nigga, burr. Like, yes, please. Take it back. Yeah, we need to see that.
But then they features.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, these are two cats who...
Does Gucci Man like Future now? Because didn't they have beef at one point?
I don't know. Maybe they just were on the same crowd or something.
I think that they had beef. I don't know. But I hope that... I don't know. I would like to see that.
I think just for Southern rap, it'd be a good versus battle.
Right.
I mean, it's not our best artists, but it's artists who have catalog of
A very thick catalog.
And I don't know no white person that don't know Wasted.
Nah.
That is like, that's going to be played at any place where they serve alcohol.
Right. Mike, don't make it. Make it.
All right, so number three, this was easy for both of us. Mm-hmm. Drake versus Weezy.
Yeah.
Because you know, first of all, it's going to be nothing but love.
True, and nobody can go against Weezy or Drake.
Besides them.
But each other, so I'm here for it.
Plus, Nicki will be in some of this. I mean...
Yes, that would be like a whole Young Money reunion, and I'm always here.
You down for that?
I'm always here for that. Well, Drake and Nicki don't like each other right now, but it's cool. I mean,
Drake be like, "Yo, Nick, I need you to phone in while we're doing it for the culture."
I think that Lil Wayne will bring them together. So I would like to see that.
All right. So number two, we wanted to do, since we had Jill Scott and Erykah Badu, we said a neo soul that we would like to see would be Music Soul Child. Anthony Hamilton.
Yeah. I would like to actually saw Indie Irie and Jill Scott. because I fucks with India Rock. She don't get the at all the rap that she needs to.
She's so pretty too, bro.
Yeah, she is. You seen that new video of hers? With that sexy ass man from Luke.
Look, Cage. I've been watching Coffee by Kelly Rowland thousands of times, man.
Nigga, I'm gonna have to send it to you. Well, you don't wouldn't like it because they got a black man in there, but
what?
He's shirtless. He's the beautiful black chocolate man that's off Luke Cage. It was doing the capoeira and his nemesis.
I didn't watch Luke Cage.
We're going to talk about it off.
You know I don't watch series. You know I don't watch series. Like
you need Jesus. You need that Jesus.
Really?
You need that Jesus that old preacher was trying to give you. Oh, yeah. You don't like Marvel either. Fuck you, man. Anyways.
I didn't say I don't like. I prefer DC. That's all.
Yeah. Music Soul Child and Anthony Hamilton. Boy.
I mean, they got different styles, but they both hit.
Mm-hmm.
So you and like
NDIRE and Anthony Hamilton. I don't know. I just want to put NDIRE in there. Give my Chocolate Queen some flowers while she's still alive. She done brought me through.
Yo, that truth.
Truth. Get it together.
This girl told me that's my song. She said truth was me.
I guess I said,
girl, just braid my hair. Just braid.
Okay.
And number one is you can have P on it and you can have baby, but we want to see No Limit versus Cash Money.
Hell fucking yeah.
I mean, this was our high school years, ain't it? Middle school, high school?
You older than me, so...
That was at middle school.
Don't do
but,
me.
Like, just what they was doing in the South, the artists that they had, that came from it.
Yes.
Silk
the Shackle, fine ass.
Who never caught a beat.
Never, but he be fine, though.
But Mystical, Mia X.
Mm-hmm.
Soulja Slim. Snoop Dogg was on there.
Was he?
Yes, Lil Romeo,
Romeo was not a great rapper, and he's still a trash ass nigga. I thought he wasn't trash, but he is trash.
But Cash Money, Weezy, Juvie, BG, Manny, Juvenile, anything Manny first produced.
Oh my God, Gator Boots with the Pimp Dog Gucci.
Yo, I'm telling you,
ain't got no job. And can you,
but can you look at, you can make this to be an ensemble battle. You know what I'm saying? You can zoom in other people from the labels. I mean, it's just they reach is so crazy.
Yes.
So I just nostalgia and just
ain't got no job, but I stay fly.
It's gonna be nothing but anthems, yo. Thug Girl, where they at?
Right.
But yeah, so that was our top five verses, man. So Timbaland, Swiss, make it happen. And remember to follow us on Facebook, Instagram. Also like, share, subscribe, rate us on Apple, on iTunes. Since our views, is anything you want to say to let the folks know?
Peace, love, and prosper. Stay at home so the gas prices go down. Peace.
Believe in yourselves. Dream. Try. Too good.
Don't you mean too well?
No, I mean do good. Too good.